You can stop pretending to be asleep. I saw your eyes open just a moment ago. I told you to stop pretending. You would be wise to listen to me. I command all you see here. Oh, so you do recognize me. Is it my armor? It has the heraldry of the Star of Many painted upon it. Only one person wears it, the Lady's Champion. Or is it the black mask that I wear that protects me from hostile enchantments? Perhaps it's my eyes that glow like blue flame. They cannot be easily concealed. Be careful of how you speak of the Lady of Blight in my presence, knight. You live at my forbearance. I was surprised how easily we took you. I half expected you to try to go out fighting. Then again, you were completely surprised. We gave you no chance of resistance. Yes, of course you were betrayed. Your empire is full of the corrupt. I don't know why you should be so surprised that some of them are in your army. They fear the Lady, and wisely seek to make peace with her before it is too late. You were sold to us by a superior officer, you and your men. Yes, at least some of your men live. For now. You should not worry about them. You should worry about yourself. You should be worried, because tonight you are my entertainment. Be careful not to disappoint me. Brave words. We'll see what you have to say once I've broken you to my service. Again with the words of defiance. I've heard them before, you know. Yes, some of my officers, my very best officers, in fact, used to serve the Empire as you do. They belong to me now, as you will soon. Do you want to know how I do it? Magic, of course, plays its part, but it isn't enchantment. Not truly. Enchantment can be dispelled, but I suspect you've learned as much in your travels. If you want to break someone, truly break them, then you must use pain. It must be true pain, not the stuff of the body, but of the mind and the soul. The kind of pain that makes men wake in tears decades after. That will break a man as surely as dry tinder will catch flame. Oh. I see the first uncertainty play about your eyes. I suspect that you were not a simple idiot with a sword. You might have potential. Potential for what? Ah, you are so simple. Do you not understand your importance? I'm not surprised. Your significance is beyond that of your admittedly limited capabilities. Of course I've heard of you. The famed peasant knight? The savior of Kernsbeck? Gods, what a name that is, especially for someone like you who's barely scraped the shit of that farming village off his shoes. No. No, you do not know me. I can assure you that you'd remember me had we met before. Unlike you, I was chosen. I have reason to be confident. I bear the magic of the dark in my veins. I carry the banner of the Lady of Blight, she who will finally bring the Empire to account for its many crimes. I know you have a strong arm and a good heart. I know that you've fought in many places for many causes. You've battled brigands and monsters and delved into the darkest places of the earth to stop great and hidden evils. The world will never know what you've done for it or sacrificed. Don't be coy. All heroes sacrifice, and we are both, in our own way, heroes. Let me be more clear with you then. Answer my questions truthfully, or I'll start slitting throats. I think I'll start with that young man with scared eyes. He looks like a raw recruit to me. It would be a shame for him to die in the bloom of his youth. I'm glad you've seen reason. You claim to have dedicated your life to fight for the righteous and the good. But what did it cost, peasant? You have put your life in danger countless times for an emperor who will never know your name, much less mourn your loss. What did you give up for this heroic life? A girl from your village? How is one girl a sacrifice? You must have many women lusting for you. You are handsome, in a rough fashion, and confident beyond your years. One girl cannot matter against such opportunities for lust. You loved her? Oh, gods! The rumors did not lie, then. You are pure and wholesome. Well, as much as any man can be. Tell me, hero, how many times have you betrayed your childhood sweetheart? Don't lie. I don't find it amusing. I expect a certain degree of deception from any man, but pretend that you have been faithful to a woman you haven't seen in, what, years? This is simply ridiculous. So you insist on such falsehoods. Very well. I have been given gifts by my lady. I can see into the hearts of men. Few know this, and even fewer survive after having learned of it. When I see the depths of your deceit, I will be most harsh with you. Stop resisting me. It's useless. There. You are a man of will, but you have limits. Now I can see all that I mean to. I can see that you... Most curious. You were not lying. But you felt like you were. Explain that to me. If you don't want to, I can invade your mind again. I can do it all night without much effort. But it may have some adverse side effects, such as leaving you a gibbering wreck. Truly? You feel like you've betrayed your dearest love? How so? You have not lain with another, nor have you forgotten her. Oh, because you left her behind? I understand now. You see her there pining for you in your squalid village, learning the magic of the wise women and yearning for your return. How do I know that she was learning magic? I read your mind, of course. You know, it isn't very likely that she's faithful either. She probably got bored after a few months and found a new man. Maybe several. You don't like that idea, do you? Perhaps she doesn't really feel anything anymore, just letting travelers and soldiers ride her every night. Now. No need for such violent outbursts. You won't escape your bonds, but you feel it now, don't you? You should be able to put this out of your mind. After all, you're worried about such things in the past, but right now, all you can do is see images of your beloved with others, laughing and enjoying herself, perhaps even mocking you. And now you're witnessing worse things. Your village burned. Your girl, still true, dying after being used by enemy soldiers. You wish the visions would stop because they pain you so. But they won't. It's my magic that makes you see such things. Hero, it's my gift to you. I'm showing you the truth of how the world works. People lie. You put your faith in them, and they betray you. Even when they don't, they die. The good suffer more than others. Look at what's happening to you right now. Your tears are touching, but misspent. I will lift the pain you are feeling now. You see? Doesn't that feel so much better? No need to cry now or imagine horrifying fates. You can return to blissful ignorance. Don't worry. I have a way to soothe the memory of such pains. If you haven't laid with any other woman, then you must be quite pent up. What am I doing? I'm taking my armor off. You seem little concerned about your peasant girl now, hero. Look at how your eyes light up. Why, it's as though you've never seen a woman's naked body before. I have scars, earned in my lady's service, but I am still quite fit. I must keep my breasts bound for much of the day, but I believe that they remain quite large and pleasing. I can fight like a demon, and I can make my hips sway the way men like. And I do like to keep my pussy a bit trimmed from habit. No, an old lover preferred it that way, but it's of no concern now. Oh, the mask stays on. It must always stay. So are you going to keep insisting on being loyal to your little village slut? Or are you going to allow yourself to enjoy this last pleasure before you are broken to my service and never need to think for yourself again? Your silence speaks volumes. I can see you won't be pleasuring me voluntarily. Well, I suppose that's why I learned enchantment. It won't be as pleasant for you as if you went along willingly, but that cannot be helped. There. Your body is under my control, although your perception and will remain your own. Oh, you breathe so hard as I approach you, tied to your chair, helpless even to look away. It's really suitable for our purposes, isn't it? Let me just remove those bonds. There. Stand up. Remove your clothes. Now. Good. Lay on the bed. I feel you resisting my influence. Or trying to, anyway. It's frustrating, but by all means, keep at it. I do like a challenge. At least one part of you isn't resisting me. Oh, it has been a long while for me as well. Campaigning doesn't allow much time for the pleasures of the flesh. How warm your cock feels in my hand. I've missed it. The pleasures of the bedchamber, I mean. Now, to simply straddle you and... What would that stupid little girl think now? Her man being taken by another, used for base pleasures. Do you think it would infuriate her to know what I'm doing to you? What I'm taking from you? Would it bother her, do you think, to know that I'm going to fuck her man and make him mine in ways she couldn't have even considered possible? Oh, she was a fool to let you leave then. She could have convinced you to stay. Or left with you, if she truly loved you. Oh, this feels so good. Don't deny that you feel the same. You feel so right inside me. So perfect. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so close. I'm losing control. No. Oh, God. Oh, I feel so good. Yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh. Pity that you didn't come, but what are you doing? No, no, not my mask. You can't take it from me. No, no, don't look at me, please. Please look away. I never wanted you to know. I never wanted you to find out. I never wanted anyone to look upon my face ever again. Then my spies reported that you would be traveling with only a few men so close to me. The lady would have been pleased at your capture, and doubly so if I turned you, but that's not why I ambushed you. You understand now, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. All I wanted was just one more night with you. Just one. I couldn't bring myself to break you, not really. I half hoped that you had moved on, as I was never able to. But here you are, willful and foolish as you were as a child. Don't say such stupid things. Ideas like that are for children's tales, not the world. We are at war. We're enemies. Damn you! Why do you always have to be so stubborn? Still holding on to things that are long gone or already lost? First, you thought you had to be wealthy so we could be together. Then, you believed you had to help everyone you met. And now, think of yourself the Empire's fucking savior? Did you ever even bother to ask yourself how you were going to do that? You useless, weak idiot. You're a fucking farmer. All you have is your father's sword and a lot of stupid courage. Why did you think you could do all these things? Why don't you just go home? Why won't you go home and be happy? Live a real life free from this endless struggle. Don't say it. Please don't say those three words, please. I can't bear to hear them. Not after everything that's happened. I didn't stay in town much longer after you left. I know that I told you I had to stay and learn from the wise woman, but I soon realized that I could learn more at one of the larger schools in the city. I thought in my foolishness that if I became a greater mage, and at least a passable warrior, that we could earn more money. I even thought that I would find you, and that we could go on such adventures together. It sounds so foolish and far away now. I went to the city, but was refused admittance to the Order of Magi. They still only accept men, you see? But there was another, a little-known sorceress who lived in a small manse in the bad part of town. There was talk that she sought an apprentice. So I went. I could tell right away that she was the real thing. I agreed to her terms and began to learn from her. I was a good student, too. She always wore a mask, of course, because she was undead. And that is not easily concealed. Eventually, I did as well, to hide my identity while I performed unsavory tasks for my mistress. I didn't know that she was the Lady of Blight until she revealed herself to me. She told me of the horrible crimes and betrayals that she had been subjected to, of the rot that lived in the heart of the Empire, of the justice that she would bring, swift and merciless. I swore allegiance to her and followed her into the hinterlands, where she began to raise her army of the dead. She needed a general, of course, a trusted lieutenant, someone quick of mind and capable with a sword and powerfully talented with magic. Me. So you see, I'm not the stupid peasant girl you left behind all those years ago. I have her memories, her face, and even her body. But my eyes glow with unnatural power, and my heart has become cold with the things that I've done. Gods, the things that I've done. The cause is just, I know that it is, but I can't justify such horrors, such blasphemies. You're right. You're right, it doesn't matter. Not right now. Tell me. My beloved farm boy, will you spend the night with me? Will you make love to me the way you used to? Will you make me cry out in passion? I'm glad that you will. For one night at least we can be what we were. Just a stubborn boy and a foolish girl in love. Full of plans for the future and without worry for tomorrow. I will lay back as I used to on the soft hay. Do you remember how you used to place your cloak for me to recline upon? You were so gallant even then. It's fine. Don't hesitate. I want this as much as you do, more than you do. God, to feel you again entering me. Oh, I missed you so much, my love. That's it. Make love to me, please. Oh, God. Yes, like that. Please take me. Tonight I'm just your woman. Just yours. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my love. Please. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so wonderful. Yes, please. Yes. Tonight there is no war. Keep going. Oh, yes. That's it, my love. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. You're so close. Don't hold back. Don't hold back, my love. Come now. Fill me, please. Please. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, God. Oh, you always knew just how to love me. Oh, and be sure that I came first. Can I lay on your chest for just a little while? Oh, good. I swear to you that there has been no other than you in my bed or my heart. As you have been true to me, so I will remain true to you forevermore. I love you. You want me to come with you? I cannot. Such is not my path. Redemption is a false word. A lie hidden behind forgiveness. You will learn this soon enough. Because it doesn't matter what you want, or what I want. You must do what you believe is right, and I have pledged my service to my lady, which can never be revoked. Our roads do not align. No, I cannot. I will not. Suppose you have always been stubborn. I love you for it, now more than ever. But I must ask you one final favor. Sleep. Sleep. Feel the magic take hold and drag you down into a dark, dreamless void. Sleep. Settle your mind. Fight no more. Cast out ideas of redemption. Sleep. Good. Good. No harm will come to you, my love. When you wake, I will be gone, as will my army. Your men are unharmed and will be released. With luck, we will never meet again. Please don't think badly of me. I love you now and forever.